God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Most of us envision a leader as someone that is leading the charge, someone that is guiding the way, someone that is out and in front. But the truest test of leadership, perhaps, is when a leader is not out in front at all. In fact, a leader is no more. He's gone. And that's something that you see in the story of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 3. Moses is here addressing a people who are about to enter the land of Canaan. He had been leading them for many years, led them out of Egypt. God had used him to provide that leadership. And now Moses is about to die. He asks God to let him go over and see the land beyond Jordan. And God said, no, get thee up into the top of Pisgah and lift up thine eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward and behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan. God said, you can go up on the mountain and I want you to go and look out at the land that my people will inherit, but you yourself will not go there. Well, this is a pretty good illustration of vision. Vision is seeing the land from afar. And so the kind of leader that people need is someone that can see the land from afar, seeing the land that others will inherit. Verse 28 says, but charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. So they will inherit it, but you will see it. Vision, it's seeing the land from afar. But leadership is equipping others to inherit that land after you are gone. That's where Joshua came in. Moses didn't lead Israel into Canaan, but he guided Joshua, who then in turn led Israel into Canaan. And God said, look, you've got this young man, Joshua. Encourage him and strengthen him. That's exactly what Moses did. You know, none of us knows how much time we will have. And so two things that are necessary today in order for those who come behind us to be where they should be tomorrow is to have vision and to give leadership. Vision is seeing the land from afar. Leadership is equipping other people to inherit it after you are gone.